So mi mitzvah simin rishon l'sheni l'tayim l'dayim avoda alay. That's the shaila again. The same simin l'shaila. The first simin had a good shit even to be matnas the yad b'chino. And by the time he came to the second simin, since the hand was outside, the that shchita cannot be matnas b'chino anymore. That hand it only be matnas tumas nevela. So the more select the same shaila. So clearly, ad kan lo yibaylon and l'tayim l'dayim avoda. What was the reason only shaylam if the second shchit is enough to be metayim with an avela? Ava be'achil asur, but he agrees for sure it's also teeth. You see, even though you started the shchit with the first simon, it wasn't the traitor first came about after the first simon, so you see it's also v'achilo. So see, clearly a zero, Reb Zera, was chayzer from Yisrael. Oh, malay, Rav, the Ravino, no, Dilma, maybe the Elam, really, I tell you, lay hard the bay, maybe with the neck retract. But just Reb Zera, the Dvor of the Rava Koma. Reb Zera was only saying the story now, he's only asking the Shal according to Rava. So Leila is three, Reb Zera himself does not hold from it. But Reb Zera only asked the Shal according to Rava's story. That Rava was the one that said the story of Shimon Lakish was, that when you make a shchita on the Koma, the Ray is like not there anymore. It's only a heter on the Ray, but not another traitor. Therefore, you have to show that that's maybe if the mind became a tracer in between. Then the Chalam made a call to observe himself that his swear was that maybe once you started the Shechit, you cannot have any Mepsulim. So the Chalam, maybe then there won't be any Mepsulim. Maybe the call to observe, maybe it's still also Mepsulim. Then the Lord says, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shema Amin Yemad Roshim Ben Lakish. We hear a Chiddush call from Roshim Ben Lakish that Mizamnun Yisrael Adonai Mayim. The rather invite the Jew to eat from the Bnei Mayim. That means the kishkir, the intestines. A Jew can eat the intestines of an animal after the shechita. But the Yain Mizan and Ezek Echavim of Bnei Mayim. But you're not allowed to invite the Jew cannot serve the Bnei Mayim, the intestines, to a goy. In other words, since Rosh Lakish said that when you have, when you shech the kona, that's considered as if the reya was taken out. So the reya was taken out, it comes out like an eitim menachai. And a goy is also tita neva minachai. By a Jew, like the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Yisrael did the shechita tell you no sir for a Jew to eat from this animal. The Torah says a Jew, when you make a shechita on the animal, that's what's matnas b'chino. Even though it didn't die yet, it's still mefacheses, still like neva minachai, but the Torah gave a heter for a Jew to eat from a shechita. So kivun dika shechita ma yisrael, ishtayimu, a Jew is not eat from it. But as you can call him by the goy, tivanechi was tagelu. By a goy, he does not need a din shchita. By him, it's only nisr tit evim menachai. Calls him on the animals alive. He can't pull off a piece of meat. So if a goy, what you have to do is just kill it. Well, the mitzvah tell you, Moses, tell me what has died. Is so honey, when you shechted the kona, the mice of the animal is not dead yet. Still is considered like the reya, the lungs were taken out. So say the lungs are like Eva Menachai. His soul, honey Keva Menachai Damya. So it should be also for a guy to eat the Bnei Mayim, like the Reya, the lungs, from a Shechita. A Jew should not be able to serve the lungs to a guy, because for the guy it's called Eva Menachai. For a Jew, there's a heter of Shechita, for a guy that doesn't have the Seta. Omer HaPot Vepa says, the Yosid Mekayim Rav Acha by Yaakov, I said in front of Acha by Yaakov, Obey the Yayim Malay. And I wanted to ask him this question, that Mi'ika Midi, is there anything to the Yisrael Shoei, for a Jew it's Muto, and Rabbi Kachov and Moser, and for a Goy it should be Yosid, do you have anything, how could that be, that a Jew is not eat this long, and not a Goy? Usually we say whatever is Muto for a Jew, is Ichle Muto for a Goy. But v'layom alei, I did not ask him this question. The amino hotayim makoma, he said over a reason. But the pshat is not really a chumra, the pshat is a tekuna. The Torah gave a heter for a Jew a din shchita. Since the great does not have a din shchita, therefore the mice is never menachai. And it really would have been never menachai for a Jew also. The yis applies to Jew also. Just for a yid is a heter of shchita. That is what it says, but Tanya still we learned, the Lake of Achav Yaakov. We learn Namak of Achav Yaakov. We learn Taka that it's Mutter even for Goy also. Because it says like this, Harait Selechem Ebeima, Kodim Shetaitzin Asher, somebody wants to eat from the meat before the animal is really dead, meaning right after Shechita, when the animal is still a little bit moving around. So chaytach kezayich boston ibeis hashchit, let him cut off a gzayis meat from the beis hashchita. Ol molcho yofu yofu, let him salt it well. Ol medicho yofu, let him wash it off well. Ol mamtim wash it off tonight, should then let him wait until the animal dies. The yachol, he'll eat it right away. But echo the kachotim, yechad yisrael mutarim boy. Whether it's a Jew, whether it's a guy, it's mutar to eat from it. Because even a guy can also eat from this meat. Even though he cut off this meat before the animal was really dead, so you could have been able to chay according to you. Elamai, since there's a heter achim for a Jew, it's called the shechita was done to it already. Therefore, it's not called even a chay. So we see not like a vacher by Yaakov. The Mor still says no. That the Mor says misayel le ravidi beravin. It's right to ravidi beravin. The only ravidi beravin. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Balashim that a roitza shiyavri. Somebody wants to become very healthy. Eat good fresh meat. Is chayta kizayich boston beis shechita. Right after the shechita, then cut off some meat from that mokum of the shechita, shodahema, ol molcha yofu yofu, let him salt it well, ol medicha, then let him wash it off well, yofu yofu, ol mantum, let him wait, that should take enough until the animal is dead. And it says clearly, ech levi kachav miyachad yisrael mutayim boi, it says clearly, not the kavach of a Yaakov, but we just said though, that's not even for goy also. So that's it, you have to wait heat from it until it's tasty nafsha. Rashi said that to the Mor in Hedrin that says, Minayin shos alechem and abheim makoidim shetasty nafsha. How do we know you should not eat from the meat before it really died? Talmulay matoichlo maladam. Don't eat when the chis is still there. Even though you cut off before, it does not get up soon. And it's of Eivim and Achai. And it could be the most reason we heard that like with Achab and Yaakov is, because not like a vacher by Yaakov, because we talk old, but since it's mutter for Jew to eat from it, since it's only gave a heter a shechita for a Jew and a chlemi, once it's mutter for a Jew, then a chlemi is also all about the mutter for a guy also. Yes, Mishnah says, you have shechit behema chai v'yoif. Vi shecht behema chai v'yoif. For a yotzim hem dam, and no dam comes out at all, b'shas the shechita. Stik shev. Kosher shechita, and cholim dam. You go without dam, the shechita behem, the shechita is kosher. The chiddush is when the cholim b'yadayim is ovois. You let eat from this meat, even though your hands are tummy. As she says, kolina, below the tili, you have to wash your hands first. The girls are laying with your shenius, even though your hands have a look like the shen in the tummy. And the most of more porach are filu hukshu nami and shenius the shlishu cholim. Especially because since the animals are hukshu, kabo tume, so even though your hands are tume, still you can eat the meat doesn't become tume. That's the rationale that's more kasha. Even if the meat would have been hukshu, kabo tume, but so what? Your hands is only a sheni. A sheni doesn't make a shlishi for chulun. Of course, Mishnah is saying what? When you have to eat this meat, even though your hands is a sheni with tume, if Mishnah says one, if you shlishi hukshu, because the meat of this animal is not hukshu, kabo tume. All food, it only could receive tumen if first water came upon it, or else dam. But here in this shechita, since no dam came out of the animal, the boss is not hukshra kama tumen. That's how the kama holds. The b'shimu no me know, hukshra b'shechita. No, the shechita itself is mashra the kama tumen. Rashi says the smell is migu, the shay yeshechita lahach b'osim midei evim minachai. Since the shechita takes off the yisra evim minachai, makes a mutter b'achilem, is Mishavah Nami Uchel Gabi Tumor. A shechita alone, even though it's a dry shechita, there's no blood, no water there, the shechita itself is Machsha the Bosla Gabi Tumor. So therefore, if your hands have become Tumor, touches the meat, it makes the meat Tumor. That's the most, so that's the most Kasha, that's a lot. A Sheni doesn't make a Shlishi Bechuda. Now the Mor says, Tumor, the Loyatsam Yam Dam. What he says, Mutatitis meat, because the dam didn't come out, the dam was not Huchsha, the meat Gabi Tumor. Or yet from him dam, mashal v'shash shechita, some dam would come out, that's called liquid. So then over the meat, it's hukshta kabo tumme. Then ein v'cholim b'dayim mezuvah, then you can eat it with your hands before you made a matilah shadayim. Because before you wash your hands is like a shenil tumme. So that's the question, why not? Amen. You die, no one at shenius thing. You die, you're only a shenius le tumme. You're only a sheni, the rabbanon only gave a din of a sheni. And the ein sheni is a shlishi lechulim. First we're talking about chulun over here, and a sheni does not make a shlishi for chulun. So even if you're hearing, even if the meat, even if there was dam b'shas to shechita, the meat is such a kavutum, so what? Still shouldn't become tummy. So for inches. On the mind of the Chum Raskin, who told you the Mishnah is talking about Chumim? The Torah goes, it says Chaya. Because the Mishnah is saying, maybe it's on Makotchim. So no, the Mishnah says Chaya. Chaya, wild animal, you can't bring a carbon from a Chaya. Diva Bekotchim, Chaya Bekotchim, Yika. There's no Chaya Bekotchim. So it's all part of Kasha. The Mishnah is talking about the Chumim. So the Rehem Chumim, the Shema doesn't make a Shlishi. The Su, secondly, Yiba Kotchim, the Mishnah is talking about Kotchim, Kila Yotzim Yem Dam Kshay, how could the Mishnah say without Dam? It's a kosher shchita. Mashma, it's a kosher korbin. Ahiwatim Adam Mutzor. The whole purpose of the korbin is to have the Dam. You need his rikas Adam. He will make a shchita on the behemoth on a korbin. Without Dam, Avada wouldn't be Yotzim. Without the shchita, his rikas Adam, it's not kosher. Vesu, Yiba Kotchim, if we're talking about Kotchim, the Mishnah, Kiyotzim Hem Dam, Mimashu, even if Dam would come out, so what? The dam of Kotchim will not be mach lekabatum. It doesn't make it prepare to become tummy. The only Rabbi Chiyah Rabbi, only Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin, how do we know? Le dam kodeshim shayin mach shel dam kodeshim and not mach shel. You know what the pasuk says? Alo tish bechemel kamayim. They have to throw the dam on the ground like water. So dash and dam shenish bechemayim is regular dam bever behema. That the dam just goes on the floor. That dam is called like mayim, and therefore it's machshir. If the dam goes upon meat or our food, it'd be machshir the kabatumma. But shein the nishpach kamayim, meaning like dam kochim, you can't stand throw it on the floor, you have to make a kabbalah for dam in the kli. It's only machshir. So the kids are like, called in, even if the dam would come out, the dam would not be machshir the kabatumma. This is still another question. Ibu kochim, if you want to say, I'm talking about kochim, they want Amish to say that since the dam did not come out, then it's not hukshla kabatumma. That's not true. There's chashrei b'chibas hakodesh. Just the fact that the korbin, that alone is machil kabatumma. There's a swear of chibas hakodesh. But that was brought for korbin, that itself is machshirit to be like food. Rashi said, the kind that we hold, chibas hakodesh machshirosim. The nebiyuk was called like food. Le kabula tumma, the time of psochim, the habos le'rabbis etzim levoina, means even wood and levoina is mekabel tumma. Even though it's not korban eichel, so you see the fact that it's a chibas hegdish, it's brought like for korban, that makes it into an eichel. So our mishnah b'kitzik cannot be talking about kachim, and am I talking about chulin? So that's the kasha, a sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin. Yeah. Most of the time, because we hold chibas hakodesh machshirosim. Any time is being brought for korban, that in itself is machshir to be an eichel to look for kabbatumah. So then that's the kasha in the Mishnah. So Marin says, "Amr Rav Nachman and Rav Avuhem, hocha bechulin shelocha mekesav ma'is raskinim." Our Mishnah is talking about this behemah that was bought with the money of ma'is sheni. You had money of ma'is sheni, and you bought a regular behemah with it. The chulin shelocha with the kesef of ma'isa sheni. Now the animal has kedushas ma'isa sheni on it. Rashi says the kesef of ma'isa bishlaim lechiv v'satra kesef v'ashminim the sheni over meishlishit lekra meya. That's the chiddush of our mishnah then. That if there would have been dam there, so then your hands, which is a sheni latuma, would make the ma'isa sheni into a shlishi. That's the chiddush. That's what Mishnah is talking about. Not kochim, not chulin, but ma'isa sheni. And it said, the Lekra Meir, and the Mishnah, not the Lekra Meir. It's not because it's not like this. It's not like this. Now we learned, Kol HaToyin B'yesmayim Medivrei Seifrim.